Ve'ela tolos Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham holidus Yitzchak. The problem with the pasuk is obvious, the redundancy is clear for all to see. If the Torah has just told us that Yitzchak is ben Avraham, why does it need to tell us in the very next breath that Avraham holidus Yitzchak? If we already know right away that Yitzchak is the son of Avraham, we obviously know that Avraham is the father of, gave birth to Yitzchak. Why the need to tell us both? Why the redundancy? Rashi very famously quotes an explanation in the name of Chazal, that the double language is there to emphasize the uncanny physical resemblance and similarity that Avraham and Yitzchak had, really almost like identical twins. And this was miraculous, and the Torah goes out of its way to tell us this, explained Chazal, quoted here by Rashi, because there were cynics, the Leitzanei Hador, who were claiming that really Avraham wasn't Yitzchak's father. After all, he and Sarah had been married for many years without any children. It was only some short time after Sarah is kidnapped and stays in the palace of Avimelech that she conceives and has a child. Perhaps the cynics suggested that really Avimelech is the father, and really he had fathered the child with Sarah. Avraham wasn't the father. And therefore, Hashem went out of his way miraculously to make the physical resemblance between Avraham and Yitzchak so near identical that it would be obvious for anyone who's honest and had two eyes to see that clearly this was a father and son because they had such an uncanny physical similarity and resemblance. That's the first and very famous interpretation of Rashi. However, the Netziv and Hamek Dover suggest a alternative explanation, which I think is really quite profound, not only in its interpretation of the pasuk, but really has an enduring message and relevance for all of us. And basically, the Netziv says, in essence, there are two types of parent-child or father-son relationships. Two types of toldos. On the one hand, there is the more obvious kind, the physical or biological, the fact that the parent, the father or the mother, has given forth life, produced a child in the biological sense, but also says that there's a second type of toldos, the fact that in their values, beliefs, and characteristics, the child follows his or her parents. In that sense, you're also a tolda of your parents. Not just as we sometimes say, oh, you have your mother's eyes or your father's chin, but sometimes we see a person who say, wow, I can tell by your behavior, your sensitivity, your derech eretz, the way you daven, whatever the case may be, you're exactly like I remember your father, you're exactly the way your mother, I can tell right away you're so-and-so's child. That, says the Netziv, is another form of toldos, not just the physical giving birth to and giving life to, but the fact that there is a conveyance in the belief system, in the values, that the child follows the parents' values and beliefs, and substantive style in that sense, that's also a form of parenting, that's also a form of being a child, also a form of toldos. And therefore, says the Netziv very beautifully, that's what the double language in the pasuk is coming to emphasize. It's true that Yitzchak was the biological son of Avraham, but that's not what made him unique, that's not what the Torah is coming to emphasize. After all, Avraham had another child, he also had Yishmael, he had even more children, as we know. But the Torah is emphasizing the double language because it's telling us that only Yitzchak was truly the son of Avraham, not only physically, biologically, but also in the sense of ethically, morally, and spiritually. Not only was Avraham the father, holidus Yitzchak, in the biological sense, but truly and uniquely was Yitzchak ben Avraham, the son of Avraham in the fullest sense, in both senses of the word. This very beautiful idea, profound insight, I would say, of the Hamek Davar, is found in another source, which is the Latorah Ulamoadim, the modern classic by Rav Zevin, Zechrono Livracha. And he doesn't quote the Netziv, but he basically has the virtually same idea. In his terminology, he refers to two types of parent-child relationships. There's the parent in the Tiv'i sense, the natural, or we were calling biological sense, but then there's also the parent in the sense, or the child in the sense of limudi, the acquired learning, as he says, muvana higayon, that in a logical or a substantive way, this child is the extension of his or her parent, because they have adopted the same belief system, value system, intellectual, moral approach to things. So there's two ways in which a child can be a child. There's the fact that they're the natural product of the parent biologically, but then there's also in the more substantive or value, moral, spiritual sense, a extension of the parent's value system and beliefs. Says Rav Zevin, if you think about it, in the world of halacha, we have two models for this idea, for these two parallel ideas, which the terminology avos and toldos are also used, but they correspond respectively to the two models that we're seeing. On the one hand, we have the terminology avos and toldos in the laws of Shabbos. There are 39 primary categories of malacha, which are usur, 39 avos malacha. But as we know, there are a lot more than 39 things that are usur, even midaraisa on Shabbos, because each of those 39 have derivatives known as toldos, which are also usur. Now, the derivatives are not identical and don't naturally or automatically follow from the av, but they are logical extensions or logically connected. So for example, if one of the 39 melachos says you cannot plant a seed in the ground, zareya, so watering is also considered prohibited because it is a tolda. It shares a logical commonality, the common goal of promoting growth in the ground. And therefore, if a seed is usur to be planted, so logically we extend that to it's also usur to water an existing seed that's already in the ground. It's not automatic. It doesn't necessarily flow from one to the other that if you planted, you'll necessarily water. But there's a logical connection and cohesion between the two. And in that sense, it's a tolda. But we have another model, points out the Netziv, and that's in the world of tumah and tara. Something that's primarily tumah is an av hatumah. But if it touches something else, the tumah gets extended to the second thing, and that's called a tolda. But here we have a very different phenomenon, because on the one hand, it is an automatic thing. It's automatically the case that if a tumah thing touches something else, it will make it tumah. On the other hand, there's not necessarily any logical connection. Object A, which is the primary tumah, and object B may be completely dissimilar in all of their other characteristics, other than have one thing in common. A touched B, and therefore automatically becomes tumah, even though there's no logical connection. Says Rav Zevin, this very beautifully corresponds to the two types of parenting that we've seen. Yes, there is the biological process of giving forth life, and therefore automatically the child is the child and the parent is the parent, whether they have any similar values or beliefs at all. And that parallels the relationship between avos and toldos and tumah. But then there's a second dimension of parenting, which is the parent is responsible to teach the child values, and hopefully the child adopts those values. And that's where there's a logical extension and connection between the avos and toldos, like we saw in the laws of Shabbos. This is so important, says Rav Zevin, that it can even exist for non-biological children. We know a teacher who gives over things to the student and the student accepts it is considered a form of parent-child relationship. Now getting back to our situation we saw previously, Shabbos represents the logical extension. It's not automatic, but it's learned and acquired. Tumah represents the more automatic biological kind. And then, as he says, and we saw previously, this is what Yitzchak was. Yitzchak was both the Shabbos model and the Tumah model, the biological and the spiritual.